Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. And at this time on Tuesdays, we head over to West End. We bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. He knows a little bit about being smooth. He's smoother than smooth, and he's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Hope everybody's doing okay and everybody's had a chance to get out and vote.
Yeah, good message. Yes, and we have, and it is a beautiful day. No excuses. Beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee. I want to ask you, albeit in a loss, but just this season, what you've seen out of Ken Seals and how you feel about Ken Seals to this point. Because you, even when you haven't recorded a win yet, I'm just curious, you know, what's your evaluation as a staff right now of what you've seen out of your quarterback?
Ken Seals is a talented quarterback who can play in the SEC. The games, you know, been not too big for him. He likes to compete, doesn't get rattled. He's been able to, you know, man, work on the things that he needs to work on in order to get better. And I think, you know, as he's gotten better, the guys around him, you know, like have been able to, you know, maybe sort of start to make their presence felt a little bit. I think your quarterback, you know, man, it has to be somebody that can not only lead, but somebody can you know, man, sort of make the plays and divvy the ball and make good decisions about how the ball does get distributed and how you function. And, you know, like this young man's ceiling is extremely high. You know, having, you know, Kyle Strummer on the staff and working with him. I mean, Kyle's, you know, talked to me, you know, in a couple of times just about how mature he is and how much of a football gym rat he is. And that's what you want out of your quarterback. So the ceiling is high. You know, and both him and Mike Wright are, you know, extremely talented. But what we've seen, you know, like thus far from Ken is a great sample size of what's to come.
That's exactly where I was going next, and you led me right there because I wanted to ask you that because you have had a guy like Kyle Shermer. You know, you've coached a guy that knows what it takes to win week in and week out and what it takes behind the scenes to have success at this level. The SEC, as you know, and he knows, is difficult. And Kyle Shermer brought the leadership in the room and he knew all the stuff that you need. And I knew he was on your staff. And so I was curious if, you know, your conversations with Kyle and just your thoughts of how you guys collectively felt, does this guy have the makeup moving forward, you know, just to keep getting better and better in the SEC and for your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the makeup, you know, to be, you know, what we need here at Vanderbilt in order to be successful and win. And, you know, I mean, he's going to be challenged. I mean, the good thing about it is that, you know, like him and Mike Wright are both competitive but not combative. You know, they're each other's biggest cheerleader, you know, in there. But when it comes to stepping on the field, both of those dudes, you know, like want to go at each other, make each other better. And I think that's what you got to have. You got to have competition, but you also got to have, you know, leadership and sort of personalities that sort of lend themselves to being able to, you know, force themselves on guys in terms of, you know, making the room uncomfortable, but also being able to lead like when things aren't necessarily going the way you want it to go. And Ken has that about him. It's shown over the last 3 weeks. I thought it was, you know, on display on Saturday as he had his best game as a Commodore. And I mean, Kyle came in after the game on Sunday and said, "Hey, Coach, man, I think this young man's got a chance to go get some records." So that's what you want to hear. That's what we want to see. But now what we got to do is, you know, man, put that to the test this week as we turn towards Mississippi State.
Yep. You talk about makeup. How confident are you in the makeup of your room that these guys can dig themselves out of this and they can stay on the path and, you know, have the results that you're looking for? Because, you know, it gets tougher. You know, the more losses pile up, it gets tougher. And you learn about a lot about your room. What makes you confident the makeup of your room can have these guys keep battling week in and week out?
Well, you've got to start with the idea of where you compete. And I thought, and even as that game sort of shifted, you know, underneath our feet a little bit, you know, like guys still competed in that ball game. You know, in the end, you still saw guys coming at it. You still saw guys, you know, like working. I mean, the last couple of – we scored on one opportunity and then had a chance, you know, late in that ball game to try to score again. So this – and we got some defensive stops late in that ball game. And I think with that, it shows that the group has the makeup, okay? But what we've got to be able to do is find the end game, you know, make confidence and ability to be able to weather storms in order to move forward. And that's sort of what the leadership talked to me about, you know, like after that ball game. You know, look, I mean, like sometimes things don't go your way. I thought offensively had good rhythm, some good pace to what we were doing, sort of stopped ourselves a little bit, a couple penalties got stalled. Defensively, like that was a different deal. I mean, we were chasing it all day, and when you're chasing it, you know, you got to find a way to stop it. You got to find a way to get it stopped, and we didn't. And with that, some of that confidence, some of that guys being back, you know, all those things, you can make all the excuses in the world, and those guys didn't make any excuses, okay, man? I told them, I said, man, I'll own every bit of it. But what I need you to do, okay, like right now, okay, just like us, continue to make the investment, understand that, you know, this thing is never going to be easy. Okay, man, but it starts with the idea of getting it stopped, and then from there, just making this thing about getting back to the middle. And when you do that, man, you're going to have a chance to compete, to win, and to get everything that you want. But you got to be able to, you know, go through it to get to it.
We're talking to Derek Mason, head football coach at Vanderbilt. And, Coach, the mental side of it, no question, is huge. Now, as far as your scheme, we know Ole Miss is an elite offense. They've been lighting it up against everybody, but where does it start for you? Is it more up front? It seemed like the spread, as they got you guys spread out, they had a lot of space to work with. They have some athletes. So where do you start to rein in scheme-wise to try to get a little foundation you can work off of?
Yeah. You know, everybody would like to think that it starts up front. But, you know, like in this, when you're playing like a team like that, and we were playing like a different front, you know, one less guy up front. Most of that game was played in some three down, four down at times. But you know, when you got more guys in coverage than you do rushing the passer, okay, the reliance is on the secondary to play top down to buy time for the rush to get home, and we didn't do that. So this thing is about, you know, putting those guys in different positions, better positions. Maybe playing a little more role coverage to, you know, top receivers and being able to make sure, man, if we take, you know, pressure off of the one-on-one matchup so that the rush can get home. You know, but there were times where we brought pressure and guys fell. You know, that can't happen. So, again, I mean, the blame starts with, you know, staff, okay, and myself, and then it permeates down. Everybody's got to own it, okay, and we're doing that. We're going to see a different ball team this week, man. We'll play a different style of ball, and we'll let the ball speak for us. But that wasn't what we wanted. And now, you know, after getting back to work, everybody sees where the holes are, and now what you do, man, you fix it, you move on. It's all information, and what we got to do is make it come alive.
Let's flip to the offensive side. I saw some nice things. We just talked about Ken Seals and how he looks like he's making the right decisions. He's got some really good tools. I see Cam Johnson is an outstanding possession receiver. Bresnahan continues to look good. Do you have anybody else that you feel can emerge to get you, maybe it's the guys I just mentioned, but be able to mix in a couple of more big plays? Because I see an offense that is driving the ball pretty well, but you're not getting maybe as many explosive plays as you might like to have, as you've had in the past with a guy like Keyshawn Vaughn.
Yeah, I think there's guys there that can make explosive plays. I thought Chris Pierce, you know, had a big boy catch down in the red zone where, you know, he goes over the top of one of Ole Miss's DBs to make a catch, I think. I mean, he may have had, you know, several big catches in that ball game, like for him. But I think between Bostic, Pierce, and Amir, okay, those are three guys right there. They're 6'3 plus. They're big. They're big targets. You know, like for us, they got to win their one-on-ones, and they're all capable. Obviously, more balls went to Cam just because of the situations we were in, and he was the open guy. I mean, I think that's where the offense has been simplified. Throw the ball to the open guy. But when the ball does come your way, you got to go make plays. And those guys with those frames, with those catch radiuses, and with their ability to sort of stretch the field, those are the guys that have got to start coming up big for us. They've been big at different times. We just need the consistency from week to week.
Derek Mason is with us, Vanderbilt football coach. And specifically on Cam Johnson, though, I mean, last week it was off the RPOs. That's where he was targeted a lot, and that seemed to work. But what have you seen from him specifically that has helped him grow into that position?
Yeah, part of it is Coach Fitch, you know, understanding, you know, I mean, what our quarterback needs and what we need to do at different times to be able to get, you know, whether it's speed and space or whether it's the ability to attack, you know, soft zones. I mean, like, what can we do? You know, like, there. And Cam's reliable, like, with his skill set and how he understands football. I mean, he can play inside. He can play outside. Like, he knows how to, you know, a runaway from man. He knows how to find the soft spots in zones. Those things are important, but he works at it every day. You know, the best part of what a player can do is be available. And, like, Cam's missed maybe one or two practices in the time that he's been here. So for me, you know, when guys are available and they show up to work every day, you know, like, those are the guys that are the glue guys for your football team. If you're looking for go-to players, okay, like, those guys are the guys that show up every day. And when you call their name, okay, they always show up. And Cam's one of those guys.
I did want to ask you, I know you you brought this up in your press conference earlier, but Drew Birchmeyer, Anthony Orgy, what the latest is with their injuries and their status for this week?
Yeah, unfortunately, we still haven't received, like, the latest information, but we should have something, you know, hopefully by later today. There was a few tests that had to be rechecked, like, in this. There are some that are possibly thought to be some false positives. So, like, with that being said, man, we're just waiting on confirmation. And, you know, once we have that, we'll correct and redirect what our lineup looks like.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and good luck against Mississippi State. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, get out and vote. Enjoy the day. Let's anchor down.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason at Vanderbilt joins us every Tuesday at 1 o'clock when we come back. Mitch Light, Mitch after Mason from The Athletic. But first, D-Mac, tell us about DraftKings.
Sure, I will. I'll do that. DraftKings, it's live right here in our beautiful state of Tennessee. Mobile sports betting, it's up and running. Yes, that's DraftKings. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. This isn't some offshore operation like a lot of other gambling sites. DraftKings is legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S., and with DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Right now, use the code 1025GAME when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users will get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Did you hear me? Use the code 1025GAME and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's only on DraftKings Sportsbook app. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you want help, you can call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.